Now, there's been plenty of telescope action here in the Midwest lately. Can you tell us a bit about this one?
Sure. So the MWA is one of two radio telescopes being built out in the Murchison. The other is the ASCAP radio telescope being built by CSIRO. The difference between ASCAP and the MWA is that ASCAP is made of traditional dishes and works at what we call high frequency. The MWA is a completely different type of telescope with no moving parts and operates at low frequencies. So ASCAP and MWA really complement each other in that they cover between them a very wide frequency range, but also the full range of technologies that will be used in the SKA.
The Wildfield Array will also be used to look at the relationship between the Sun and the Earth. What will this information mean?
The MWA will look at everything in the universe from the formation of the first stars and galaxies, which occurred close to the beginning of the universe 13 billion years ago, all the way from there to our very, very close neighbour, our own Sun. So the Sun is a very active object and regularly undergoes very powerful explosions on its surface. These explosions can eject huge amounts of material at very high speeds. And sometimes these layers come directly at the Earth and hit the Earth. And these can be very disruptive. The particles can damage or destroy expensive satellites. They can severely damage things like power grids on the Earth. And the MWA will be aiming to monitor these solar storms and catch them as they first happen. And that'll hopefully allow us to give maximum warning to the global community that one of these storms is coming and can potentially hit the Earth, and then that allows people who operate satellites or people who operate power grids to take various preventative or protective measures to minimise damage. So that's one very, very practical thing that the MWA will be aiming to do during its operations. It's particularly important at the moment. The Sun goes through an 11-year cycle of activity through peaks and troughs, and 2013 will be the next period of maximum activity where we have large numbers of these storms. So next year, the MWA will very actively be monitoring the Sun for that activity.
And what will the opening of this telescope mean for people in our region who, you know, have nothing to do with astronomy or science?
Well, I guess for the local community, large groups of people, scientists from all around the world are coming through Geraldton, experiencing Geraldton and the region, spending quite a bit of money here. A number of our prime contractors were local companies in Geraldton, and we've sourced a lot of both workforce and also materials through Geraldton. So there's an element of stimulating the local economy. But what I've seen over the last 5 years is a real growing interest in astronomy and science. And so we do a lot of outreach activities, coming to the schools of the region, running astronomy nights. And so I think there's quite a good social benefit to what we're doing for Geraldton and the region, because it just adds to the overall exposure and promotion of science. And, you know, we're getting a lot of the local kids interested. We do quite a lot of work with the indigenous communities of the region. And these are all good spin-offs as well as the science that we hope to do.
Lastly, it's a hugely rewarding achievement for you and your team. What does the opening of the project mean to you personally?
Oh, to me personally, this is a massive milestone in what's been a lot of years. And it's been a tough project. It's faced a lot of challenges, and at the end of the day, it's really cutting-edge technology. What we're doing today and what we did yesterday was review the state of the project and look at some of the really cool new science results that we're producing already, and that really whets the appetite for next year, which is when we go into the full operations mode of the final instrument.